A survey by the National Association of Tribal Historic Preservation Officers, or NAHPO, found that many federal agencies didn't even have inventories of human remains in their collections, and more than half the tribes surveyed said such agencies rarely or never acted in good faith when it came to partnering up on repatriation efforts. NAHPO President Bambi Krause.
If you don't include the tribes on any aspect of it, there's going to be gaps, assumptions made, assumptions on whether or not tribes are affiliated or not to human remains or objects.
Krause says this breakdown has left more than 118,000 Native American bodies left in federal vaults and museums across the nation instead of being returned to their homelands. Jay Toth, an archaeologist for the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin, works to protect burial mounds and cemeteries. He says he's not surprised that government officials haven't been collaborative.
Those in the older generation basically see consultations as still getting your picture taken with the tribe. So you've got to make them act. The tribes need to be able to put professional people and knowledgeable people in historic preservation at the table.
Toff says if tribes can be more assertive and organized, they can better facilitate the return of ancestral remains and artifacts to their communities. 18 federal agencies and 67 tribes responded to the survey, which researchers used to gauge compliance with the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. The law aims to help tribes reclaim the bodies of ancestors taken for scientific study or museum displays or have been unearthed during development. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.